It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
It's go time for episode 23, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always. And joining me as always on the podcast, it's good afternoon, good evening and good morning to Nitesh Hemlani.
Hello, Bushy.
Right, we're going to start with the intro. We've got lots to get through in this intro.
Yes.
Oh, Tammy Cheese just turned up as well. Too late for the intro, but might be here later.
It's a big episode.
Yeah, let's start with the big information that was breaking today, Thursday, here in Hong Kong.
We were just beaten to the punch.
We were beaten to the punch. We weren't given the information earlier. Go for it.
So we had heard through overseas sources that there's a quadrangular series that teams had been locked in. My friend sent me a screenshot from Wikipedia that said we were going to have Nepal, Qatar, and Namibia coming to Hong Kong in April. It's just come out on SCMP an hour before we started recording that it's not Namibia, it's Kuwait. But that quadrangular series is now set. It's on SCMP if anyone wants to go look it up.
Is it set?
It's set from April 9th to April 13th, a round robin tournament.
Okay, so missing out on Namibia is pretty big, actually, because they're ranked higher than Nepal. They're 15th in the world.
Namibia, didn't they just play in the last T20 World Cup? They're a proper team.
Proper team.
Yeah, they would have been a level above, but we're missing them, unfortunately.
And we could have got the Namibian nightmare from KCC, Jay Davidson, on commentary about their former under-19 for Namibia, but they're not coming.
They're not coming
to the SCMP. Nobody's told us anything, so we're going flying rogue. But yeah, no Namibia, Kuwait in. So Nepal, 17th ranked in the world. Hong Kong, 23. Who else did you say?
And Qatar and Kuwait.
Kuwait, 24. They're right behind us. Like only 2 points behind us. Two games.
It's going to be a very challenging series for our team. I mean, Nepal, we've had the edge over them every time we play against them, but they are ranked much higher. They should be doing better against us than the head-to-head record suggests.
Every time both the men's and women's teams play Hong Kong, the crowd chants, oh, it's not the full side. It's not the full side. That's on Nepal cricket.
Send the full side.
Send the full side and win. If you don't send the full side, can't complain that you didn't win. Yep. So that was a pretty strong side they sent last year. Yep. Maybe they'll send a stronger one this year.
And Qatar and Kuwait, I mean, I don't think we've played Qatar and Hong Kong yet, have we? Correct me if I haven't. Kuwait came here not too long ago, and I think they managed to get some points against us. So it's going to be a tough series.
Qatar I've never called, that's for sure.
They're a good team as well.
Have.
And then in the lead up to this tournament, there's going to be an ICC conference in Hong Kong on April 5th and 6th. It's the ICC Asia Conference, 25 member countries. I'm hoping this includes the full members, might just be the associates.
Did you send me something about perhaps an international crime?
So I knew this was coming and I Googled it just to find some official source. And I found another ICC conference happening at the same dates, which is not the cricket one. And it was going to be the rumor mill for today. But again, SCMP beat us to the punch and have officially announced it.
I don't know. I didn't read it, but I think that might be the one that's just trying to arrest the former president of the Philippines.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so that's big news. We've got international cricket coming again in April, a T20 series. We always thought it was on the cards. Now, apparently, the teams are locked in. Now, I've got a little bit of... there's your... that was going to be Natasha's rumour mill, a brand new...
It was going to be...
Damn you,
SCP. Beaten to the punch.
And Paul McNamara, well done to you. I wanted to put out some stats. We've got Sky Plaza Road coming up. Both the men's and women's teams were overseas now. Mm-hmm. They've come back. And I went off and I was bored on Monday. I was talking to you via the WhatsApp. Yes. And I wanted to find out how many teams in the top 25 in the world for T20 rankings where the women's team is ranked higher than the men's. And it's a surprisingly large number. What did we get to?
I think it was 25.
Yeah, well, it's the top 25. 17, I think.
17, yeah.
So here's every team in the top 25 men's team. Of the top 25 teams that are men's, the women's team is ranked higher. Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Ireland, Scotland, PNG, Thailand, UAE, Uganda, Tanzania, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Italy, Spain, and Nigeria.
Very good list.
It is a good list because now the Hong Kong women's team, as of March, ranked 21st in the world. The men's team, 23.
Yeah.
Down from last year they were at 19. So they've dropped a few places and need to, work on it. Something about being disappointed. We're going to talk about that in Sky Plaza Road again when we do get the results of the two tournaments overseas. We're going to do outs and ins and outs.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, this is a fantastic weekend.
We're going to talk about Bahrain and Hong Kong and Malaysia and that Tri-Nation series.
Yep.
But there was that world-breaking stat where Hong Kong now has the world record for being the only team to
bowl a side out for zero in a super over. Ehsan Khan, the man, the myth, the legend, 2 wickets and 2 balls, bowled a Bahrain for zero.
I'm actually shocked that that's never happened before. I mean, it's not unheard of, but it is quite. I didn't think it was that rare. But anyway, congratulations to Hong Kong men's team. And B, I pulled a Bahrain super over in the tipping this week.
Yes, you did.
First time ever, world record, zero tips.
Your form's been dreadful this season.
To be fair, as we'll find out very shortly, you and Tammy got one.
Well, those washouts. There's like 2 games played.
Exactly.
One is Mars, but getting off the mark is way better than a duck.
And I only missed out on getting one and you getting zero by the final over up the hill. We'll talk about that
you
coming up.
You just picked the wrong team.
Oh, only just, though. That was a massive game. We're going to get all into it. Outs and ins and outs, women's cricket wrap, Sky Plaza Road, birthdays. Oh, before we go on, something happened to the birthdays last night. Birthday bonanza.
It was cursed.
We recorded it.
Yes.
And now, firstly, we should say happy birthday in the past week to Devang Bulsara.
Yes.
Simon Willis.
Yes.
And Emma Lai.
Happy birthday, all three of them.
Now, while we were recording, Tammy said Emma does not want her age put out.
Yep.
And perhaps Bushy was a couple of pints in.
Yep.
And said how old Emma was.
Yep.
I get home, I take the files off, I put them in and get them ready to go into the audition or debut edition so I can publish this. No birthdays.
Deleted. Disappeared.
It's cursed.
She was all the way in Uganda.
I'm not going to say it now. Yeah, exactly. Some sort of voodoo, some sort of hex, something has happened from Uganda to delete that one. So happy birthday to them. We'll do the birthdays as well this week. It's a big show. Should we get on with it?
Let's go.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yeah, let's have a look at last weekend's games, and I don't want to look at them because you heard in the intro how terrible it went, but it was mostly a washout. We're going to start with the games that did go ahead, and this was a cracker up the hill. We'll start with the Sunday Elite Division 1 game at Hong Kong Cricket Club. The Diaskwa Little Sai Wan Cricket Club, Tony Turner's up against the Hong Kong Cricket Club Scorpions.
So Tony Turner's elected to bat first.
And this is the game. This is the game that we're talking about where it was the point of difference. Tammy and Nitesh went with HKCC, obviously. I thought the Tony Turners could get there. I was watching this as the Tony Turners won the toss, elected to bat while I was calling the KCC game.
Yeah.
It was 39 for 5?
Yeah, it was a good start for the Scorpions. Mohsin Khan was outstanding. He's been in great form this month. Bowled really well in the Premier League, T20 in the start of the season, start of the year, I should say, and 4 wickets in his early new ball spell. 1 for Sahal coming in for 3 overs and dismissing the 15-year-old Preet. They were 39 for 5. The game looked done. I was following it as well. I saw that. I'm like, yep, Scorpions on fire.
Here's what was going down, because you know how I always end up commentating 90-plus over games. I was watching that going, ah, Natasha's going home early again.
I wasn't there at the club.
And I was going to be stuck here in an absolute thriller that would go 100 overs. We'll get to that disaster.
I wasn't at the club. I wish I was. That was one of my few days off, so I was just following it on my phone as well. And I stopped watching.
They were in trouble, but the ban from Bahrain.
Yeah, I tuned back in to see they somehow posted 259 for 9 after being 39-5, mainly thanks to Heather Ali, who had 156 of 159 balls. Incredible innings.
And, of course, the timeless Munir Dar is one of the reasons they got up there. He stayed out there in the middle with...
Yeah, he made 22. Also, Ocean Nilamunda, credit to him, made 17 of 52 balls.
Yes.
As part of a 70-run partnership. A 74-run partnership there. So that recovered them. That pulled them from 39 for 5 to 130 for 6. Then Munir Dar got stuck in. And then Heather Ali just went berserk at the end with the tail. It was incredible batting.
Yep. 259 for 9. It's a total that it's defendable at least up the hill.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've got a good bowling attack. Okay, so Shehryar was not playing this game. And Asad Rashid was not playing this game.
Do we know why?
I don't know why. I think that's
that could have been the point of difference.
Yeah, so two of the frontline quicks were not playing this game. But they had Harris Mohammad, who got an early wicket. They had Hussain Rajab. They started well. But, you know, George Loop got 40, Shiv made 65, Cheat Code made 64. Dismissed by Heather Ali. So Heather Ali's got more than one string to his bow. Game was drifting away a little bit. And then suddenly it was 216 for 8. They lost 3 wickets quickly. Munir Dar, Heather Ali spinning it. It looked like Tony Turners were going to pick up the win there. It looked like an upset was on the cards. Till Mohsin Khan, once again, came back in, hit 37 of 19 balls. That's an incredible effort from a man who's fasting as well. To open the bowling, take 4 for, come in at number 10, hammer 37, 19 balls. Ridiculous.
Like, Heather Ali's probably fasting, and he scored 156 and got 2 wickets, plus Munir Dar. So you can't say, I mean, it was a brilliant effort from Mohsin Khan, but it was a brilliant effort from everyone.
Yeah,
I was,
great game.
I was an over away from winning this.
Nah, you were nowhere close.
49.2 overs it took the Scorps to chase that.
Never in doubt. Never in doubt. Oh, never in doubt. The Scorpions, too much quality, too much class.
Absolutely.
Tony Turners did not have that self-belief in themselves that you had in them, just lost in the last.
Well, I have a lot of belief in Sherry Akana, who apparently didn't turn up. So
yeah, he didn't turn up. And no Asad Rashid either. That was the frontline seamer. No Tanvir Ahmed either. So like, you're looking at your 3 frontline seamers for some reason not playing this game.
Well, I got done in by 4 balls on that one, and that's the start of the rot. Now, talking about rot, what was this game? We're at KCC. I called this one live. Pack Elite won the toss.
Yeah.
Afzal decided he was going to go out there and have a bat.
Started well.
It started well, but it always does for Pack, and then all of a sudden it falls apart. 7 for 49, Wakas Bakat.
Was the ball spinning that much?
No. That was the point to the next bit we get to, because Wakas was just bowling his usual good stuff. So skidding on, getting the wickets. The rot started to set in with young Cheyenne Puri getting another 2 wickets,
mm-hmm.
playing for the Templars. And then they owned that bowling club end.
Yeah.
So 223 at KCC, that's a walk in the park.
Yeah,
One bowler, I think, got it to rip, and that's about it. But there was not a lot of turn on offer. Templars needing 224 for victory. They go out there, a fasting Haroon Ashad, maybe the second fastest bowler in Hong Kong after Nasrullah, just takes 5 paces and starts bowling spin. And I'm like, well, this is going to be a disaster. It's going to be a slaughter by the Templars. It was a slaughter by Haroon Ashad bowling spin.
5 for 22 and 10 overs. Gazanfar Mohammed also 4 for 16 after scoring 46 with the bat. So great game for him.
Well, that's where the game probably was lost. Even it was a thrashing, but Gaz was run out on about 18, but the umpire was in the wrong place. And
how about the 3 LBWs umpires gave out all out?
Yeah, I had a lot of people sending me screenshots after the game, and yeah, Dubis, but Niaz was the one giving out LBWs, which is rare. Niaz rarely gives out LBWs unless he's appealing from himself with the ball in hand. 59 all out in 23.3 overs. A disaster.
It's probably worth mentioning. I mentioned this to you as well. The numbers 9 and 10 in Templar's batting lineup didn't bowl. So they were definitely not full strength, but also carrying
Not even close. I mean, you're sure you got Bubba Azaz away.
Yeah.
But also missing Dan Pascoe, Chris Carter.
Ashley Caddy's batting 5.
Hey.
No offense to Ashley, but
Ashley doesn't play Templars anymore, and he was batting 5.
Yeah.
I mean, you give Cheyenne the number 11, he's due, he's 16, and he's not a batter yet at all. But yeah, you're right. Didn't need to bowl when Wakas and Cheyenne were doing the job.
Joey Lampson bowled 5 overs.
He did. I mean, they were just grinding through the pace overs from the pavilion end because they weren't taking wickets. They were taking wickets at the other end. I think Jamie Atkinson said after the game that's the worst defeat for the Templars since May 2023 or something.
Oh, wow.
Absolute shocker. Going down, what was that, 164-run victory?
Absolute smashing. Completely unexpected.
Which puts Pack right on top. I haven't put the tables in this week, but yeah, that was the top of the table, and now Templars.
I mean, I have the table here now, so it's talking about Sun Dip 1.
Templars slipped to 3, right?
Templars have slipped to 3. Well, they've got a game in hand, so Templars have got 2 no results as well. So they've got 6-2 with 2 washouts. Templars 7-3 with 1 washout. PACC 7-1 with 1 washout. 15 points first place. So that top 3, it's plenty to play for there. That win for Scorpions keeps them alive. The Tony Turners are now 5-4, so they're probably out of contention.
All about four balls and missing a Sherry Khan for the Tony Turners this season. But at least they're not in relegation zone.
They should have been in Division 2.
Exactly.
This is karma. They should be in Division 2.
I agree. But anyway, nobody picked Pack to win that one. So we all got that one wrong. Then we go on to the Saturday games, where we're not even going to bother to mention them because they were all washed out with the big first storm of the year, many to come.
Can we mention some good performances in the Saturday league?
You go for it. I'm over it. I was watching online and then...
Gap Ramblers scored 272 for 5 and 35 overs before the rain came. Jack Meadows 103. Great captain's knock, so worth mentioning that.
It is worth mentioning the Lancers. I think
one of the best batting performances of the season so far.
Before it actually got rained out.
Yeah.
High score, probably.
They got 143 for 7 before the rain came in.
They were like 1 for 100 and odd. They were smashing it.
So good effort from the Lancers.
And we all picked the Tartars, so we were lucky there.
Yeah, probably. And then in Div 2, what was the score at that point in the call-up? Laguna Gully were 223 for 9 when the rain came. So they hadn't even batted out their overs yet. 56 for Ramakrishna Saranga.
And that was at GDB. So Centaurs, who we didn't pick, might have been a chance.
I think that would have been too many runs. I think Laguna were looking good there. 56 from Ramakrishna Saranga, 46 for Haddon. Yeah, good batting effort from Laguna. So some good batting before the rain came in.
All right, well, that's the end. It. Nothing else happened. I got 0 tips, a Bahrain super over for me. You get one more. I'll do the tally ins and outs.
Okay, we'll do the tally then.
Very shortly.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, it's time for ins and outs where we run through next weekend's games or this weekend coming's games. Firstly, we'll start with the tipping tally, Natash.
Yes.
Fine.
From 11-point lead, I've managed to whittle it down to just one behind.
Yes. He's on 84. I'm on 85.
What an effort this is. Oh. This is heroic stuff.
Calm down.
Doing this for all the fans listening that want to see you lose.
Oh, nobody wants to see me lose. I'm
a
nice guy. Everybody loves me. Okay, let's start with Premier League. The Plenty's back. We didn't mention that in the intro. The Plenty is back, and we're going to start here where I'll be calling two games. Oh, also we should say,
yeah.
Tammy Chu's joining us. Hello, Tammy.
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. PAC Premier up against KCC Premier. So much of the teams that played last weekend will be playing this weekend, but I don't think it's going to be the same KCC team. This is at 2 p.m. live on Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube, Stick Sports and KCC YouTube. I'm penciling in revenge after the 164-run thrashing to the Templars.
I'm going to go the same. I do hope the PACC win, because this keeps the competition really interesting. We don't want a KCC-HKC final every time gets a bit dull, but I do think KCC are the stronger team.
Tammy?
KCC.
Okay, we're all going with the home side there. In the morning, it's going to be the Women's Plenty, KCC Women's up against Craig and Gower Cricket Club Premier. Yazdaz will be back, I'm assuming. So what do we think?
CCC. Because they got Kerry back and bowler, keeper.
Yeah, CCC easily. Much better team.
I sadly agree. We're all going with the CCC on that one. Up the hill as well. Plenty to go on up there, Natesh. You like how I did that one? There's plenty going on. The Premier League T20. Diasquad Little Sowon D-Lit Men's against Hong Kong Cricket Club Premier from 1:30 p.m.
I believe I'm commentating on this.
Oh, exciting.
Ooh. So I'll be picking HKCC because, again, very strong team.
HKCC.
Yeah.
At their home.
Yeah, home that's pitch. The problem. If this was at Mission Road, I would have differing opinions, and I will get to that later on in ins and outs as well on a different game, but it's going to have to be HKCC at home on that one. Even though, isn't it weird that they scheduled Sunday Elite Div 1 games the week before Premier League and they're exactly the same fixtures?
It's funny. I don't know if that's intentional or not. If it's intentional, I like it.
Could not possibly be intentional given how late the plenty was put together. But yeah, so we're just going to see a repeat with extra players in.
Yeah.
Maybe Sherry is back as well with Ehsan Khan. Maybe it's going to be, who knows, maybe Pete's putting together a nice turning pitch up there.
Not.
No,
it's going to be
rare.
Flat. That always is.
It's as green as the AstroTurf, like usual. In the morning, it's going to be HKCC Premier Women's up against Diasquad Little Sowon Women. Tammy?
HKCC for sure.
For sure.
Oh. Yeah. It's still going to be comfortable for the HKCC Women. The problem with the HKCC Women have is deciding what 11 to put on the park.
Well,
that's too much talent.
Not a bad problem to have, really, is it? Am I correct in Do you ask what little Sai Wan is currently last?
Are they last? Do they lose that badly? Can't be last.
Or they last or KCC at the bottom, but they've not won a game yet, have they?
I think they lost the opening game to Lantau, right? And they lost also to CCC?
Yeah.
I think so.
So they lost two. Yeah, they might be last. Let me just open the points table.
Yeah. Get to, you do that while we discuss this, because I think the last time, it's been like 3 weeks since the plenty, so I can't remember, but I do remember a team that should be a lot higher is at the bottom, and a team that we thought would be at the bottom is at the top.
Yep.
Well, KCC are last. Little Sai Wan second last.
Yeah.
And yeah, Lantau first, because they've played 2 games, 1-2.
Yeah, and they get the bye this week, so they can't lose.
Yeah.
Can't win, but can't.
HKCC has got a better net run rate, so if that goes the way we're predicting it, HKCC should jump to first. And if KCC lose badly, they should stay last. And then CCC will get another 2 points, and it'll be up there in contention.
There you go. That's the plenty. There's other stuff going on as well. Sunday Elite Division 2 continues over at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. It's Diaskwa Little Sai Wan Knights up against the India Club Brahmas from 9:20 a.m.
Should be India Club. They really should.
What's Tammy going with?
I just look at a point table and then put India Club.
Okay. That's a fair call, because it'd be madness to tip against Imran and Niaz at all at the anchor at the India Club. He's got his Sixers competition on the day before, though, right?
I've heard about this. I haven't seen anything official come out yet.
Neither.
No idea.
But it is. I think it's out of Camden. Yeah. It might be broadcast on the India Club channel. I might tune in while I'm having lunch over in Hong Kong Island. Saturday Championship Div 1. We're moving to Saturday now. Just the one Sunday Elite Division 1, 2 game. Yeah. No Div 1. But there is Saturday Championship Div 1. Lama, Lama, Lama up against USRC Lions at PKVR Park.
Lama, Lama. Easy. Lama.
Well, we like the Lama Lama, except when they're playing up at HKCC. Yep, we're all on the Lama, so that's 3 Lama Lama Lamas. At Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground from 12:50. The India Club Yodders up against Hong Kong Cricket Club Nomads. Now, I was talking earlier, if the Diaskwa Little Sai Wan team, Premier team, was playing at Mission Road, I'd probably give them a chance. This is the game where I'm talking the Nomads might have some trouble.
So are you going Yodders?
I am going the Yodders.
I'm thinking if Ankur's Sixers tournament is really happening on the same Saturday, they're going to be missing Ankur.
Okay.
And they might be missing some other players.
Okay.
So, and the Nomads are a team in form.
Yep.
I agree with you that if the Nomads are going to have a good chance to lose the game, but also because I want to get that 1 point back, and I think Ankur might be occupied with the tournament. Point Nomads.
Okay. Tammy?
I'm going for the Yodas.
Wow. Well, you're not alone, because I am also going for the Yodders, because A, I think they're going to win anyway, but B, going on your point, what I did hear about the India Club Sixers is that Anchor can only be there in the morning for some reason.
I wonder
what that reason might be.
He's turning off this game. Well, can you change my vote?
No. Nah. That's why I waited until you put it in before terrible. I told you. That's how it works. Inside information. Saturday terrible. Championship Div 1 at Kowloon Cricket Club. The Tigers of USRC in a Jordan Derby up against Kowloon Cricket Club Crusaders.
These two teams have been so bad, I don't know who I want.
Well, again, and I've said it the last game, the Crusaders have no choice. They have to win. They are in trouble.
It's not a choice at this point, is it? You don't get to pick to win.
If they don't win, they'll be playing Div 2 next year.
Yeah.
So
I'm
like, they have to win. Put anybody and everybody that can play for the Crusaders. Put Jamie Atkinson in for a knock. Get Bubba down there and let him have a little hit.
They lose by forfeit if they do that.
Aren't they allowed to play 1 or 2 Saturday games?
No. National players and Premier players can't.
Okay. Well, then we can get players that are playing in the Templars or the Infidels. Mo Khan.
That's what they got to do.
Send Mo Khan down for a game for the Crusaders.
He might be eligible.
Yeah. I don't care. They have to do something.
Bring in an overseas player.
Well, I think their overseas player is back this weekend. I don't know.
Flying in someone else. Give them a 1-day membership.
I think, is it Zenden?
Zenden Wesley. Is he back? Is he a Crusader?
I think he'll be playing Premier League, but I don't know if he's got an exemption. Hafiz Khan plays Saturdays and plays Premier League. Well, used to.
Yeah.
So they make up the rules as they go along. We can put anyone we want. Crusaders.
It is Hasnain's team, so.
Yeah, exactly. Stack it, Hasnain. You've got the rule book. You're in charge.
So you're picking KCC.
I have no choice. They have to win.
I think It's because of the KCC and because I don't rate the Tigers that much. Sorry, Mahayam. Go. It's basically Mahayam was listening. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go Crusaders.
Oh, you're picking friends back at your old job of cricket.
I like them both, China. But I think Crusaders should.
Tammy's going to have the same issue then. Are you going for Hasnain or Mahayam?
Ooh. Well, I'm picking the US Aussie.
Oh, he's off.
And hopefully Hasnain got angry and got some wickets.
Zaman gets the tip. Okay. From Tammy, she going the Tigers on that one. Saturday Championship Div 2 out of GDB. This could get ugly. Yeah. PAC Championship up against D'Alasqua Little Siwon Strikers.
Easily Pierce.
Oh, my goodness. PAC. That's disgusting. That's just cruel and unusual punishment. We're all going PAC on that one, are we?
Yep.
Yeah, we think so. That's on at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And, look, I don't want to be mean, but talking about another slaughter. Coming up, the final game of the round, Saturday Championship Div 2 from 1 p.m. at Hong Kong Cricket Club. It's a bit of a Hong Kong Cricket Club derby. It's the Witherers against the Craig and Gower Cricket Club Hung Si.
The funny thing is Witherers have a few former Hung Sis in them, so that'll be good. I'm going to go for Witherers, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shock.
Straightforward, easy win for the Witherers there.
I think it is, really.
Unbeaten, they'll stay unbeaten.
I think the Hung Sis only beaten... Saracens.
And Kaithak? They've won two, haven't they?
Yeah, but Kaithak's the one team that lost to Saracens. So.
Kaithak have won three in a row
that
now.
That doesn't count. We're all going Witherers on that one, are we?
Yeah.
So heaps of cricket getting on around Hong Kong this weekend, including the India Club Sixes, apparently. Not that apparently. I've been told anything. And the plenty. What are you broadcasting this weekend up at HKCC?
The Witherers game, the Premier League T20. We've got Armenia versus Wales on Friday. If anyone wants to watch that. I don't think they're actually Armenian or Wales. It's just the name of the game.
Well, that's odd.
That is very odd.
We're going to be broadcasting the Crusaders versus Tigers match here at Kowloon Cricket Club on Saturday from 1 p.m. Then I'll be live out in the middle from 9. Are you going to do tosses?
I wonder if there's enough equipment there for me to do the toss.
I am fairly certain.
Can I do a toss wearing the HKCC shirt? Because I am supposed to be team manager.
Oh, I don't think so. But I saw two suitcases being separated at Mission Road today. One's coming here and one's going up to you. So
you have gone up there. We've just received them. We've got two suitcases. Don't know what's in the...
One will be video. I hope it's not two audio cases. Otherwise, I'm in a lot of trouble. yes, you've got to be live out in the middle doing the toss interview.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, it's good fun. I'm going to be out live from... What time do we start here? 10 a.m. So 9:30 a.m. I'll be out in the middle with the... Captains from KCC and CCC. Who is the CCC captain?
Amanda.
Okay. So I'll be talking to Amanda and Maheen. That'll be fun. Cool. There are all the games. We'll be live on Sunday for all the plenty. Make sure you tune in. If you don't, come down to the ground and watch. There's all the games here in Hong Kong this weekend. Always denied entry by the English gentry. Yeah, it's time for the women's cricket wrap. We'll cover all the women's games, apart from the Premier League games, which we've already covered. But we're going to go over last weekend's games. Tammy Chu, we're going to start with the game. Did you play for the Willow Wilders?
Yes, I did.
And once again, just before we start, I'll point out that Tammy's on 39 in the tips. I'm on 38, and Natasha's on, who cares? And this game again, Willow Wilders up against the Sunrisers, missing Kerry Chan.
Karen and Vanessa.
What was the rule? What was the rule that I implemented, I don't know, 2 months ago?
It's like if you like missing players for...
No. My rule is never tip against Tammy.
Never tip against Tammy.
Yes.
I tipped against Tammy and I got done in here. Wow.
I can't believe you did that.
Willow Wilders. I'm trying to get games, points of difference, Natesh. Willow Wilders were sent in to bat and bat they did.
Yep.
Yes.
What did they do?
Ooh, we bat first, and we just—I mean, like Sunrisers only got like 8 players, 9 players on that day, and there's so many gaps. And Meyer Gardner, not young anymore, got 57.
Very good.
What do you mean she's not young anymore?
Well, she's not like 15 now, right?
She's not 15.
Yeah.
She's not 15, but she's not 50.
Yeah, true. Like, still, relatively, she's still...
In that team, she's still pretty young.
Not really.
She's only middle of the age now.
She's like middle, yeah.
Fair enough. She got a 57 off 56.
Open up the batting and then got, 57 off 56. Widow Wooders got 135. 2 after 20 overs.
That's a big score. And the Sunrisers, who only had 9 players. All out for 80.
Yes.
Couldn't chase that down. Paul Tote did a one player stand for the Sunrisers with the 24, but nobody else could challenge. And all the wicket takers in the best performers are from the Willow Wielders. Player of the match, of course, with a 57 off 56 is Maya Gardner. Congratulations to her.
Yeah. Can I put a fun fact on that day?
Oh, give me a fun fact.
So it's like I saw someone wearing Karen Spoon shirt on the field. It's like, no way. Like, Karen is in Uganda, right?
Yeah.
And I find out it's her mom.
Oh, really?
Was she playing?
Yeah, that's playing. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. That's how short they were, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. And I mean, at least she was wearing the uniform, which...
Yeah, she's wearing uniform, stopping the balls.
Very good.
Yeah, well...
Very good.
How did she go? Did she have a bat? I guess she did.
Yeah, she's the last... Yeah, last wicket.
What'd she score?
But I think she's not out. Because, like, it's like she faced a field ball of me. And then, like, literally with the ball going to her, she's, like, screaming. And it's like, no, don't scream, please.
Okay.
And then it's, like, over...
That's interesting tactic.
Yeah, and then, like, it's over, put on strike, Stormy come, ball, Puto's out. So I think she's not out.
Well done.
On her first game.
Well done, Karen's mum. Congratulations. Well done on making it into the Women's T20 Division 1 League. Moving on to the SEC Divas versus the CCC Fung Wong. We all picked the Divas on this one. And, yeah, it was a good choice in the end.
Yes, of course, with Simran Henry there. I think Divas, well, Fung Wong won the toss and elected to field first, putting Divas off to bat. Divas, like, I lost the scorecard.
Oh, well, I've got it here. Simran Henry from the Divas scored about 60% all the runs, 84 off 77, 9 fours and a 6. Making up 130 for 3.
I found out something about Simran. She's from Australia, apparently.
She is.
And she's just here on holiday. Mm. So I think she bumped into someone who introduced her to Diva. So she's not going to be here all season. She's not their new coach. She's just a ringer they found in. So if more cricketers are coming to Hong Kong for holiday, do get in touch. We can connect you with some teams.
Well, I thought that when Vansy first started, there was her and another person that they said,
two of them. Yeah.
They're on holidays and... Vansy stuck around. That's cool. That's a big score. Fung Wong didn't do too bad in reply, trying to chase down the 131 for victory. Amy Lai with a 21. Arden got a 17, but they fell 23 runs short in the end. A couple of wickets to Arden as well, but player of the match, of course, with an 84 off 77, the Aussie.
And she bowled 4 overs, 2 maidens, 4 runs and a wicket.
Yeah. 1 for 4 with 2 maidens. Worthy player of the match in that game. We all picked the Divas, and thank you, Simran. Also in Div 1, now this game we weren't sure about. We went with the Maidens over the Serendip Lionesses. We weren't even sure if the Lionesses would turn up, but they did.
Yeah. Points for that.
Yeah, well done. Not all. I don't think they had 11. They had 10. That's a win for the Serendip Lionesses.
Yeah.
57 for 9 all out in 17. And the Maidens, now they didn't have Yasmin Dazwani. Didn't matter. What they had, I'm assuming, going by the top scores, is that they had a lot of extras.
Yeah.
Maheen Hedder, the captain for the Maidens, getting a 15 top scoring. Wasn't even equal top scorer in the entire game. Ranawaka from the Lionesses getting a 15 as well. Zara Hedder getting a 5. And extras must have been pretty impressive. But Maheen also with a 3 for 5 off 4 overs. We're talking about Simran's overs.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tidy.
Yeah.
And Sister Zara bowled 3 overs, 2 for 5.
5 for 10 for the Heather sisters. And 20 runs. So
yeah.
Good show by the Heathers.
Okay. Maheen got the player of the match, but we'll give it to the Heather family. We'll let Afzal gloat on that one. And KCC get the win, which they needed. Now let's have a look at this weekend's games out of PKVR Reservoir on Sunday, starting at 8:30 a.m. USRC Eagles up against the SCC Pinay. Now, the Eagles, are they the team that either can't get a team together or turn up with 15 players?
Yeah.
Okay. Any idea which one of the Eagles is turning up this weekend?
No idea.
This is tough. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I'm going to go for Pinay.
After that one game, the one game that they all turned up, they were very, very strong. It was a smashing, wasn't it?
Well, because the other team bowled 122 extras. They scored 30 with the bat and lost 5 wickets and could only take 2 wickets of the ball.
I've penciled it in now. It can stay. I'm assuming you guys are going with SCC then?
Yeah, I think I would go for Pinay. Just with the like strong bat.
I tell you what, any of the Pinay players that are listening, because a lot of them follow me on Instagram, are going to be really upset that I picked the Eagles. Sorry, team. I'll pick you next week when you smash the Eagles. That was Div 2. These are all Div 2 this weekend, I do believe, with Premier League on. Now, this is the Aaron Derby.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
This is the Aaron Derby, the team that I named up against the team I support. It's the Link Fireflies up against IC Velocity.
This is tough.
Right, I went first last time and made a terrible error. So, Tammy, you can start.
That's tough. With Link Firefly, you should have Fatima.
Yes.
Is Myra play? No, Myra is Indian club, right?
Myra and Vancey should play for Velocity. But Fatima.
And they have Rani Soman, who's bowling well this season, Fireflies.
Yeah.
Formerly, and they've got another
and coached by
Asif.
Masif. That's probably why he can't be commentating up the hill. He's coaching at 11:30 a.m. Tammy, you got to pick one. It's 50-50.
So hard. I think I will go for the Link Fireflies.
Okay, one in for the Asif Hussain team. Nitesh.
My tip doesn't really matter. So I'm going to go for IC Velocity because I think Vancey is very good.
I too cannot go against my Morning League co-broadcaster, Myra Baloch. I haven't even asked her. I should ask her, but I'll talk to her tomorrow morning. She'll probably go, nah, I'm not playing. I'm injured again. And I'm like, ugh. And the Fireflies will win by 130. So I'm going into your club on that one. Now, a bit of a talking about derbies. We had the Aaron Derby. Now we're having the Hong Kong Cricket Club Derby out of PKVR Reservoir. The Diamonds versus the Cavaliers.
This is huge.
The up-and-comers versus the... How do we describe the Cavaliers?
The slightly older up-and-comers. The more experienced up-and-comers. Yeah. Up-and-comers, nonetheless.
The ones with more life experience.
Well, no, I think the Diamonds are a bit older age-wise, actually.
Yeah, age-wise.
Are they?
More cricket experience than the Cavaliers.
Okay. So, more life experience for the Diamonds, more cricket experience for the Cavaliers.
That sounds about right.
All right. I'm going to go the Cavs because I've got to say it every time we do it. 80's wife.
We tried to get this game played at the club, I think, but couldn't make it work.
Because they got Premier League on.
No, other Sundays also. And Friday, we just couldn't find another slot for it.
That's because you've got Armenia versus Wales.
Well, it's a Friday.
Yeah, you could have played it on a Friday.
I mean, the Cavaliers can't play Friday. Sure. They work. They have jobs.
That's true. Unlike us. right. What you going with?
Cavaliers. Tammy?
I think I might go for the Diamond.
Oh!
And you know what? XXX player from the cricket club coming back to play on that game.
Who?
Is it natural?
No, Margie. You know?
Margie, I don't know.
Yeah. She, like, long time ago, she played for the club.
Oh, so she's coming for the Diamonds.
Good pace and naturally well with ball spinning. She just...
That doesn't seem to
play
fit.
A swip short.
That's not the Diamonds, like, forte. That's not what you should... She should be in the Cavs.
No, the Diamonds is all the Chinese. And there is some experienced player to lead them.
Love how you failed to tell us that before we all put our tips in. Right, heaps of women's cricket going on this weekend. 3 big games, Div 2 out at PKVR Reservoir starting at 8:30 a.m. If you want to watch some great women's cricket, and you can always just watch the Premier League on your phone while you head out to PKVR Reservoir. Head out there and enjoy the cricket. There's the big bird, which means we're going to talk Sky Plaza Road international tournaments last weekend with the men's and women's. We'll start with the men's, who were in Malaysia, Nitesh. The Super Over.
History was made.
Yeah, what day was that one?
That was the 14th of March.
Which was last Friday.
Friday, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the game that we really needed to win. We were already pretty much guaranteed to make the final. We'd lost to Bahrain in the first game.
We nearly lost.
We We had them on toast in that game, and somehow it ended up in a super over.
So we scored 129 for 7, which already is, again, once again, a below par score.
Yeah, every time. If we had a dollar for scoring something in the 120s,
yeah, that's all
we would have won.
Again, we talk to the players, it's the bigger boundaries in Malaysia, slow pitch. We talk about how bad our record is there. The Bahrain bowlers, to their credit, discipline, line length. But we had them. They were 67 for 5.
Yeah, done. Cooked.
Yeah.
And what over was that?
13.1.
Exactly. Done.
So they need like 60 runs needed of the last 7 overs with like 3-5 wickets in hand. We should have won it from there. No, we made it hard for ourselves. Ahmed bin Nasir, their captain, batted really well. 36-24. Imran Anwar got runs. It all came down to the last over.
My favorite part of this is that morning for KCC Morning League, that was also a tie. And so that game, both teams getting 172, end of the game because it's morning league during the season, we went home. So I was watching online and I saw that this was, well, they both got, 129?
Yeah, so...
As I turned the YouTube off because I forgot that internationals have super... and completely missed the world record-breaking overs.
So you know, getting into that super over was fantastic because they needed just, 24 of the last 3 overs with 2 set batters in. Atiq bowls a great over. Ehsan Khan bowls a great over. They start the last over needing 13. It needs 11, then they need 9, then they need 8, then they need 7, then they need 7 of 2 balls and hit a 6. They hit a 6. Then with 1-2 of the last ball, someone nicks it behind.
Yeah,
so you already have ridiculous drama right there.
Yeah.
Where we go from, okay, just get another dot ball and we've got this game. Getting hit for, Nasrullah getting hit for a 6.
Yeah. That looked like
and then we still get the wicket at the last. And that's Nasrullah's first over of the match. His only over of the match.
I can.
Is that final over.
I don't know. I feel like it's hero or zero for poor old Nasrullah. Yeah. And he ever gets thrown the ball for the death over. No warm-up overs. No time to get yourself in. Go out there and make sure they score less than 13. Then they scored 13.
He scored 12. So he did his job.
He did his job.
And then the super over comes, and obviously Ehsan Khan's taking the super over. And one catch hit out of Babar Hayat, one hit to Nezaket Khan. First time in history a team's been bowled out for 0.
Cannot believe
history.
That is crazy. That is a thing.
And it still took us 3 balls to chase it down because boundaries are big. I don't know.
I mean, you could just run a by. You'd be fine.
It still took us 3 balls to get the 1 run. But whatever it is, we got the win. We got the 2 points.
Yeah. Got us into the final.
Well, we still had to smash Malaysia. We then did. We bowled them out for 94 thanks to Ayush Shukla's new ball spell. But wickets, of course, for Ehsan Khan, Atiq Iqbal, and Khan, the usual suspects.
Yep.
Bowled really well. 94 all out. Malaysia have been shocking this tournament on home turf as well, hosting the tournament. I'm sure there's a podcast out there talking about how bad things are going in Malaysia. And then we dusted it off, 45-24, Zeeshan Ali. Anshuman, a relatively slow 25, but got the job done with 7 overs spare. Into the final, where once again, we scored 120.
Exactly.
We only lost 5 wickets this time, but we were 126 for 5 and 20 overs.
It's too slow.
I don't know if we can say lack of intent. I just feel like lack of skill at this point, because they do want to score quicker. They are trying, but again, they're not used to the slowness of the pitch. They've attempted big shots at just going 1 or 2 bounces to the fielders. They can't seem to find ways without the singles.
You could say that in games 1 or 2 or 3, but it's not like the pitch and the ground has changed.
Yeah.
Like you said, this is the 31st time or something that they've played there in the last 5 years. It's nothing new, yet the same problems exist.
Yeah. Imran Anwar took 3 for Abdul Majid, took 2. And then when we were bowling, Asif Ali was run out early, which is a good wicket for us to get. But then, for some reason, our bowlers couldn't get the same penetration the Bahrain bowlers could get. We couldn't build the same pressure. Their batters scored quicker. Imran Anwar, 61 of 51 balls. We bowled 8 wides, which doesn't help. And it was easy in the end. They got there with 8 wickets and 3.2 overs to spares.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Well, we didn't get that one. So let's go across to Uganda and check in with the Hong Kong China women's team, who were up against some very big teams over there in Uganda. Tammy?
Yes.
So we'll start. We were talking about the game where they lost to Namibia pretty heavily while we were doing the podcast last week. So what else have we got in results?
Yeah, and I think we did the calculation wrong last week. I mean, for the very last group stage game, as long as we win against Nepal, we will be getting to the final.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we were sent to bat first.
Yeah.
Unluckily, some early wickets. Only Shenzhen got a 50.
Yep.
Batted really well. And first T20 at 50 for Shenzhen.
Right? Yep.
Nice.
That's true. And then the second highest score is Kerry, only 16. And then Hong Kong only got 104 for 8 after 20 overs.
It's defendable on those pitches. I was watching all the games.
Yeah, but I think our players struggle a bit. And
I know. Our players struggled because they couldn't catch.
Yeah.
I watched this game live and it was a disaster in the field. We would have won this. Mm. We would have won this in a canter if 5 catches had been taken. Some of them are tough. I saw the MLI one where she was vertical out in the deep. 50-50 one that could go to hand. The last one that where they won, where Shanzine, I think it was, threw the left mid-up, had it stuck. Look, the catches that popped out, and we just didn't hold our catches. And you know what they say in the classics, people? Catches win matches.
Yeah. True.
And we did not win that match.
Yes.
Because we dropped the catch.
Yep.
Two or three. What did they chase that down in?
Yeah, so Nepal, the top batsman is Sam Hanna. She got 47, which is a top score already. But Nepal still make it to 105 runs with 3 ball remaining.
Exactly. 3 balls remaining and more than that drop catches, including, like, watching live, it could have gone to a super over. You take that catch from Shanzine, tough one, pressure on. Who knows what could happen, but in the end, didn't make the final. It didn't matter because I think the finals were washed out, weren't they?
Yeah, well, the third place got washed out.
Yeah.
But then Namibia and Uganda played the finals, and then Uganda women's won by 8 wickets with 30 balls remaining.
Oh, there we go. Well, what a good tournament that was. The girls are back in town as well. What we haven't mentioned is some awards that were given out in both tournaments. Let's start in Malaysia, Nitesh.
Yeah, Anshuman Rath, batter of the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. The only batter really to turn up for Hong Kong.
Let me get his stats over here. 204 runs in 5 innings, average of 40.80. I'm sure he has some good strike rate as well there, but good effort from Anshuman Rath.
It wasn't really much.
Only one to get above 200 runs.
Exactly. Well done to him. In the women's, I saw Natasha Miles pick up a very nice trophy. They had nice trophies in that Uganda tournament.
Yeah, they look so good.
They were awesome. We need to take some notes because they're better than the glass ones we do. This one was very pretty, the one that Natasha picked up.
Yeah, so Natasha was the top run scorer, and then so she's the best batsman of the tournament, got 124 runs in the tournament. And actually, Shanzine is the third place.
Yeah, not bad from Shanzine, one of our better tournaments with
that. Getting back into form for Shanzine. Did Kerry break some record while she was over there? I thought I saw a card, like a number of wickets taken or... No?
Wasn't she the first woman to T20 wickets?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that was over in Uganda, wasn't it?
First Hong Kong woman to T20 wickets.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week.
She got there already.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think an impressive thing from the women's tournament point of view is we did lose Betty Chan for the last couple of games. We lost Mariko Hill because they had other commitments.
Yep.
Yeah. And the team was still competitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, missed out on the final by a whisker.
And 3 really tough. It's not like...
teams ranked higher.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not like what was happening over in Malaysia.
Exactly.
So
real positive on the women's side. I think they'll gain rankings from this performance.
As I talked about in the intro, the Hong Kong women's team now ranked higher in T20 rankings by 2 spots over the men's team.
Very good.
21st. And that's before this tournament. And a few extra good points on the wins we had over Nepal and the like.
Yeah, and you can look at the youngsters playing with the Hong Kong women now as well. You've got Mahakdeep Kaur coming through, Karen Poon, Joyling Kaur. So there's some young players coming through as well, which is what we wanted to see for a long time. So positive signs from the women's tournament.
Well, that's the Sky Plaza Road. We won't be talking about the planes until April now with that tournament coming up. We'll have to talk about, remind me again, Kuwait, Qatar and
Nepal.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for that one. That's going to be a huge crowd. I love a huge crowd when it's at Mission Road because we know Nepal and the Nepal fans will be down watching. We'll keep you updated with all that information. But that's it for Sky Plaza Road this week.
Gentlemen and players play Sunday afternoon. 30
teams, 3 leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Ah, yes, Challenge League time. And I think you mentioned in the intro that I didn't do very well, or we were talking beforehand once again.
So let's just remind all the listeners this episode
not.
That Bushy's got no tip right across any league so far.
No. I got one of the women's cricket wraps.
Did you get one of the one? I don't think you got anything right.
Did I not?
I think you've gone for a complete... I feel like you've
I got Divas right.
Oh,
so fine. So shush.
You've gone off the mark. But it's been dreadful.
And KCC. I've got two tips.
But it's been dreadful. Let's just say that. It's been dreadful tipping.
I got zero from one game. One from two games and you got one. So stop gloating. Anyway, move on with your chaos league.
So we'll start off in Division 1. Asians United versus TCC Strikers. We all picked the Asians United because we like them. That was a bad tip.
It was a bad tip.
It was a great game, though. Asians United batting first, sent into bat first, I should say. Bowled out for 122. Imran Muhammad, the captain, making 30 of 25 and some other contributions, but they did not bat out their overs. Yash Kumar bathed with 3 wickets. This would come back to haunt them as TCC Strikers managed to win the game off the final ball. They got there with just 3 wickets to spare. The last ball with 1 run to win, they ran a bye. We were talking about that. The final over, they needed, 10 runs to win, and they got a bye off the last ball to win it despite a run out in that same over. So now, it was a great
game. Once again, my tips have gone down inside the final over.
Yeah. You just picked the wrong team. 49 for Suman Saha, leading the way. They're not out, carrying his bat through, so his team will be happy he didn't get his 50. Otherwise, he would have had to retire and the tail-enders would be in. A couple of wickets for Sakir, 1 for Imran Muhammad. Good game by the captain, but I think it was Suman Saha who takes back the player of the match. Big win there for the TCC Strikers. Over then to Division 2, Lama Power versus Madras CC. You, for some reason, didn't pick Lama?
I think because Lama Power went down in a game earlier.
Yeah. Everyone loses games. The Chaos League. But you got to keep backing them because Lama Power did what Lama Power do. They were sent in the bat first. They got 156 for 3, 24 of those extras, but 37 from Pramod Sharma, 36 of 22 balls from former international cricketer Sher Lama. Very good score for the Lama Power. And then they defended it, and they defended it in style. At one point, Madras CC were 45 for 1 and 7 overs, and on track, they collapsed to 91 all out. Sher Lama picking 2 wickets, Ian Brown 2 wickets, but the star was Mr. Royce McDonald, who took a hat-trick for the final 3 wickets, all 3 bowled. He describes it as top of off, top of middle, top of leg. Perfect hat-trick, cleans them up, 91 all out.
Can you just remind me, going forward, that Madras are now in the never-ever bin?
Madras CC are now in Bushy's never-ever bin.
Yep.
Lama CC win, we get that tip.
Lama is in my always bin.
Always
like there. When the Willow Wielders play, yes. I have to pick.
And you've got to pick the Lama. So good win there. Royce McDonald taking those last 3 wickets.
Well done to Royce.
Will be on a hat-trick, first ball he bowls next game.
I talked to somebody about this in broadcast one time, and they were asking me, can the hat-tricks go over to the next game? And I'm like, absolutely. That's not how it works.
Here's the question. Can the hat-trick go across to the next league?
I reckon.
So if he's played 2 wickets and 2 balls in Challenge League, his morning league first ball.
See, I'm talking if you're on, you got 2 wickets, because somebody is on a hat-trick from the weekend, I'm sure of it. I don't care if they're playing Premier League T20 and they're coming off a 50-over match.
Okay.
If they get a wicket with their first ball and they've got 2 off the last, that's a hat-trick.
There we go. So it crosses over teams, formats, everything.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
That's the Bushy rule, apparently.
So Royce's on a double hat-trick, first ball he bowls whenever he next plays an organized cricket match, which may be in Phuket with the Lama Tour. Okay.
You'll have to put a note down to remember that one.
Continuing on into the Challenge League Division 2, Nepal Rhinos versus Yau Tsimong Cricket District. I gave in to this. I went for the Nepal Rhinos. I had that belief. I was carried by the momentum.
Yeah.
They also lost in the final over. Yau Tsimong Cricket District team.
I could not be having a worse weekend if it tried.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you did try. And it's come
I like
bad,
every so. Single game I'm going down in, last over.
The Nepal Rhinos got 141 for 6 batting first, sent into bat first at GDB. Everyone being sent into bat first here. Suman got 50 of 35. He's a good player. And that was a decent score. 3 wickets for Yogesh Mohrir for the Yau Tsimong Cricket District team. For the Yau Tsimong boys, the highest score was 29, once again by Yogesh. A couple of guys got 20s. It was a proper team effort. One batter retired hurt, 20 of 26. That's a bit dodgy. I guess they retired him because he's going a bit slow. We'll look into that later. But yeah,
what's the rules? Can they be penalised for that?
I don't know. Throw it to CHK. But anyways, it came down to the
final. Is there actually rules in Chaos League? I don't think Cricket Hong Kong China care.
I think people just do what you want to do. Yeah. If you can convince the umpire, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
So it was
an umpire from the Yau Tsimong district then.
Yeah, Ahmed Raza. There we go. Now, 116 for 4 with 3 overs to go. So they needed if my maths correct, 28 runs to win the last three overs, and they lost two wickets trying to get there. So it was complete chaos leading into the boundary that Mukher Munj hit off the penultimate ball to win the game. Two balls to spare. Big win for Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District team. Another tip wrong for all of us because we went for Nepal. And finally, the one moment.
Yes.
The brightest moment of your weekend.
It literally was the brightest moment of my weekend. I was inundated with WhatsApp messages after this game.
HKU Vultures versus the KCC Pioneers out at HKFATKO on the Flix mat at Chung Kwan Oh. Vultures opting to bat first were bowled out for 147. It was that man, Lee Ka Ming. We mentioned him before. Former Hong Kong national setup, played in the Sindhi Thunder, all that stuff. Coming out of retirement for the Pioneers. 3 for 21, 4 was a leg spin. He's impossible to play no matter what pitch you put him on. 2 for 6 and 3 overs from Ronnie as well. So very good by the young Pioneers boys. So bowl Belchers out for 147. And not only did they chase it in style. They lost a wicket on the first ball. But Inderjeet Singh hit 50 retired. Ming hit 53 of 37 balls retired. They got there with 2.5 overs to spare. Only 3 wickets lost. Absolute domination from Pioneers. A big win for them. And well done. And big tip correct for Bushy.
Well, let me just pull up some messages.
There we go.
Because I tipped them in the Challenge League, one Matthew Chappell from KCC shared the podcast with the team on Friday for motivation because I was backing them in and they got the job done. I got the photo sent to me. I've seen the photos that have been floating around on Instagram as well. The team is so chuffed with their win and I'm so proud of them. A brilliant win for the KCC Pioneers.
They're ninth out of 10 teams on the table still, but they've got more games in hand than the rest. So this might be the motivation they need to climb to mid-table.
If they play like that, they're going to climb.
Very, very good. So that's it for the last weekend's games. Basically, you got one right, I got one right, Tempo one right.
But the one I got right is worth 5 points.
Nah, it's not. It's worth
that
point.
Bigger win for the Pioneers. Well done.
Tally is, I'm still 2 points ahead. Thank you very much. Okay, upcoming matches.
Well, I'm looking forward to finding out the upcoming matches because you didn't send them to me, so I have no idea what's coming up.
It's only two games upcoming up.
Well, there's two games I don't know anything about. Go on.
PACC Golden Stars versus Indus CC Challenge League Division 1.
Indus.
23rd of March.
Indus are really in my never ever bin because they either win or they lose when I tip against them, and they'll be in it again when I pick Pack on this one.
Okay, I'm going for Indus CC because they're top of the table and looking really good. Okay, so that's easy. Island Rangers versus Lama Vikings. Division 3.
Well, you say don't ever get off the Lama train, and I always... No. Because you know what the Island Rangers have been doing to me lately. They do me in. And they're going to do me in again.
I feel like every team has done you in at some point.
Yeah, but this is Chaos League, so I can't keep track.
So are you going Lama?
Yeah, I'm going Lama.
Lama.
Because again, well. I think the last time I picked the Vikings and they did me in is because I picked them because I like the name. Not Lama bit, the Vikings bit.
Now you like the Lama bit.
Well, yes, but we'll see. So what are you going for?
I'm going Lama Vikings. Always going for Lama. So we've got 1 point of difference in two games. I've gone for Indus, you've gone for PACC. I look forward to being 3 points ahead next week. Thank you.
That's Challenge League.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Yes, yes, yes. Birthday time. And hopefully this week it's recording so we can actually put it to air. I'm still going to name names and shame shames if there's birthdays that are large. Let's start. You go, Nitesh. Who have we got having a birthday this week?
Pakistan Association Premier League team. He bowls fast. He bowls spin. He hits a long ball. None other than Ehsan Nawaz turning 30 years old. The big 3-0 on the 21st of March. Happy birthday, Ehsan.
He also has some of the best shoes in cricket. Oh, always very colourful, easy to pick out in the field because he's always got his ready pink shoes, orangey shoes on. Happy birthday, Ehsan. Also having a birthday this week, tomorrow, too, on Friday, in fact. I think that's my brother's birthday as well.
You think?
Let me check my calendar. yes, it is my brother's birthday. He'll be not turning 30. So a birthday from KCC, in fact, birthday boy back in town, the great Azaz Khan turning 32 on Friday.
Happy birthday, Azaz.
Now, name Nitesh, we haven't heard for a while because I think he's away studying.
I believe so. He's overseas in university. A Hong Kong cricket club youngster has played up to the Premier League level. Tall, fast bowler. None other than Finn Ridley, turned 21 years old on the 22nd of March. Happy birthday, Finn. Now legal age.
Is what do you mean legal age? Where is he?
I don't know. UK? What's the legal age in
18. The only place on the planet that's 21 is the US because it's weird. Everyone else is 18. Even Japan's 20. Now, I like Finn because now it's like we got Finn Jr. with Danny Mapp.
Oh, that's true.
At HKCC. It's just like this procession of very
tall
Guaylo bowlers. Tammy, final birthday for the weekend.
Yes, on the 25th of March, here comes the Hong Kong team player, under 19 captain, Georgina Bradley, turning 19.
Well, there you go.
No longer under 19.
But still allowed to play.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's how the
age cutoffs.
The age cutoffs work. So still going to be captain. So it's a very big happy birthday to SR Nawaz, Azaz Khan, Finn Ridley, and Georgina Bradley coming up this weekend.
Happy birthday.
Hi, I'm Sahar Malvankar from HKCC. You're listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Yep, so ends another big episode, episode 23 of season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Delivery number 5 of over 4 in the second innings. Nitesh and Tammy, big one.
Big one. Lots of good cricket coming up. The ICC conference coming up. Oh, to be a that wall.
Do we know what they're going to discuss?
I wish I knew.
No idea.
I know it's a big thing. Press releases have been put out. The SCMP article's mostly about that, but I don't know what it's about.
Don't know. I think there's going to be some fun and games involved as well. I hear the booking at the bowling lanes at HKCC to play games.
I thought by fun and games you meant that there was going to be arguments and discussions on who gets funding.
Sincere fun.
No, instead of tackling the big issues of underpaying associate nations, it's going to be, let's go down the 10-pin alley.
Do you reckon Jay Shah's coming?
I don't know.
They are an Asian country. Asian members, 25 of them. Without India? Or is India going to come by?
Can we bring the ICC chairman?
Can we get someone on the podcast? Actually, I'll leave that to you. Can you get one of these?
Don't ask me.
One of these people on the podcast.
You get them on. I don't even know the names you're putting out there. I don't even know the name of the ICC chairman. I know he's from India. I know he's BCCI. But if he slapped me in the face and said, I'm in charge of the ICC, I'd be going, really?
Let's just carry the microphones and podcasters around HKCC and try to corner someone for some sound clips.
That's what I did to Michael Vaughan.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. I just followed him with a podcast, with my little podcaster and one microphone like this, and walked and talked to him for 5 minutes. It was good.
It was kind of the Conrad Hotel as well. I think that's where they're staying, as per the press release.
Okay. Well, that's where they stay now. Everyone stays there, same as the Sixers. I still don't know what's going to come out of the conference, but Cricket Hong Kong China is pretty chuffed with it.
Yeah. Last time they held it was in 2011, if my research was correct.
What, like here in Hong Kong? Or that was the actual the conference?
The conference was in Hong Kong in 2011, if my Googling was correct. But that was 125 members coming down, not just the Asian side.
Blimey. Wow.
So they held a proper conference all the way back then. So,
well,
exciting times, big tournament coming up.
Yeah, and then after that, we've talked about the breaking news.
Yeah, was it Kuwait, Qatar?
That's what I did last time to you in Sky Plaza Road. Yes, it is. Qatar,
Kuwait,
Nepal.
Nepal's a big one.
Yeah, Nepal's a big one.
Yeah, then maybe they can come and give the Nepal Vikings some coaching so they don't keep losing Challenge League games.
No, the Nepal Rhinos.
Nepal Rhinos, sorry, not Nepal Vikings, Nepal Rhinos.
Rhinos.
We like the Rhinos. Any women's tours on the horizon for the Hong Kong China team, Tammy?
Not soon. I think they're going to take a rest and then get ready for the World Cup qualifier.
Yeah, World Cup Asia,
but it's going to be in May.
May or June, yeah.
That's not far away.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Do we know where that is?
I heard maybe Thailand.
Thailand.
Maybe Thailand.
Oh.
Should be exciting.
Bobby Rayner, if you're listening in, invite me over to commentate that one. I want to come across and commentate in Thailand.
I think the highlight of this weekend was the Pioneers' victory. That is like the big. That's probably one of the biggest moments for the season.
Now, just before we started the outro, you made a very controversial statement. Are you going to put it on air?
I proposed this already to the captain of the Saracens. That look, you finished dead last in Saturday League Division 2 with just one victory. The Pioneers now have a victory and look good for. They have two victories and they look good for more. I propose
in Challenge League, not Saturday Div 2.
A win's a win, and I propose, again, half the Saracens are Pioneers. I just propose let the Pioneers get their best 11 out during the off season. Let the Saracens get the best of the rest. go out there, play a match, and the winner gets to stay inside a league and the loser has to go play Challenge League.
Literally no comment.
You can broadcast and commentate it as well.
I am sitting here at Kowloon Cricket Club.
Do you know the Pioneers used to play Saturday League?
No. Yeah, let me finish my. I am sitting here at Kowloon Cricket Club recording this podcast in my Kowloon Cricket Club top with my Kowloon Cricket Club hat on.
Yeah.
I am not making any comment on this.
Because Pioneers used to play Saturday League. That's the context behind this. They were in Saturday League. And at one point, there was determined that they're struggling so much there, they should step down to Challenge League.
Yeah.
So now I think Pioneers are ready for a step back up. And the Saracens might be the one who need to go down to Challenge League and find some form.
Yeah.
Was this tied up in what I heard a few years ago when everything got shuffled around for Cricket Hong Kong? I know that KCC picked up one of the China development teams. This is what happened.
No.
So the Pioneers weren't always a KCC?
KCC picked them up, I think, after they moved to Challenge League. So they moved to Challenge League first, and then KCC picked them up.
Yeah, because they were being run out of Craigengower or whatever training over there.
Yeah.
Not part of Craigengower, but that was part of Cricket Hong Kong.
They were like the second level of the Dragons. So you had the Dragons and the Pioneers.
Something to do when we lost all the money from losing our ODI status. And everybody got shuffled over to other teams and the Pioneers.
So the Pioneers were the second level of the Dragons. So the Dragons are playing Sunday, Pioneers are playing Saturday, and Hung Si were tied with CC, so you had three teams there.
Yeah.
And then the decision was made that Pioneers are struggling so much on Saturday, send them to Challenge League, so you have Challenge Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then KCC took over, and now we've seen the Saracens struggle. So I just think it's tying back to our history, Pioneers deserve a chance to come back up.
All the Saracens could just put a lot of Pioneers players in there.
They already have.
Well, so not most weekends.
Maybe they should do more.
Yeah.
Maybe they just swap the players around. Keep the team names the same. Just send the Saracen boys out to play Pioneers.
Literally have a 24-man team and men and women team and put the Saturday ones in for the Saracens and then send Sunday off to Challenge League.
Yeah.
I think
a match between the two would be good, though.
I'd enjoy it if it wasn't for a place in Saturday.
You know, USRC did this for a while. Between the Marcours and the Tigers and Lions, they did a Marcours 11, the GOATs, in the offseason against USRC Tigers. With that stake in mind that if we win, we will take the Saturday spot, you take the challenge, otherwise vice versa. And the Marcours got smashed, and they've just had a terrible season afterwards. But USRC put it on the line there.
I don't see that happening here.
I think it's a great idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. I think the idea that you combine the 24 players and put your best team on a Saturday and your best team on a Sunday, like that idea.
Yeah.
Like
match. Let's have a match.
I'm happy to have a match. I might even commentate it.
Yeah.
But as long as there's not a position in Saturday Div 2 on the line, because there's a lot of issues involved in that, including Cricket Hong Kong China and KCC. That's all I'll say. Anything else we've got to do? I'm going to move on very quickly.
No, all good.
No.
We're done for this week then. Episode 23 is in the bag. Join us next week, same time on a Friday. Thanks to Nitesh Hemlani and Tammy Chu from Bushy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2025.
Think I'll go in for a bat. And that's that.